It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. During their midwinter break, a handful of students from New York City schools got a crash course in what it takes to work in the music industry. WNYC's Precious Fondren reports on an initiative designed to increase diversity in corporate offices.
21 high school students from across the city are indulging their creative sensibilities in a hands-on experience at a Manhattan recording studio. Some of the participants are encouraging one member of their group to play the piano. For 2 hours, the students are learning about the ins and outs of the studio. In the process, they're also creating two songs from this moment, turning this into this. The studio experience is part of a deep dive introduction into the music industry created by Carnegie Hall. B-Side, short for business side, let students visit an actual record label and attend panels with industry professionals. Each day, students learn about a different area of the industry, including A&R, marketing, law, and artist management.
We really wanted to help bridge pathways for careers in the arts, particularly where there's lack of representation in those fields or lack of access to opportunities.
Ayana Cole is the director of social impact programs at Carnegie Hall's Weill Music Institute. She says B-Side has been 10 years in the making.
There's been this consistent conversation with partners, with artists, with young people, in surveys and feedback that we've gotten from young people and lessons we've learned in doing this work, that it's fun engaging in creative arts activities. But young people want to know how to develop careers in these industries.
Cole says the program was born from a report about the music industry by the Annenberg Inclusion Initiative at the University of Southern California. The report said that among 4,000 executives at the vice president level and above at 119 companies, only about 20% were from underrepresented racial and ethnic groups.
What the research was telling us was that artists were bringing in a significant amount of income into the music industry were largely of color, but that didn't necessarily reflect in the C-suite or other leadership positions in the music industry.
Cole also says that B-Side challenges assumptions about who Carnegie Hall is meant to serve and what form that service might take.
I think if people met and interacted with this group of young people, they would be incredibly and pleasantly surprised about each and every one of them. And they all look very different than I think what people assume are the young people that would be served by Carnegie Hall and who we have been serving for more than 10 years.
Who's riding the hook?
Teaching artist Alexis Atkinson joined in on the fun in the studio, showcasing her writing and singing skills. She also helped to curate the daily lessons.
We taught them about different kinds of marketing, whether it be radio promotion, whether it be content creation, what the different budgets that apply to that. There's so many different facets and how you can promote a work differently.
Hi, I'm Arlene, and I'm part of the...
At the end of the week-long training, students synthesized everything they learned into mock label presentations for family and friends and a ceremony at Carnegie Hall. Students Mary Nova Abreu and Mason Bourne say the program furthered their drive to enter an industry they've long admired.
I never really took the initiative to learn about music outside of, like, maybe searching up what a song was on YouTube. Not really searching the B-side part of it, the business side. So it was really nice kind of, like, taking the initiative.
Being here with all of these creatives, learning about music and the music industry, I was able to tap back into something that I haven't in a really long time. And I think that I'll be taking all the skills and things that I've learned and pursuing musical engineering in the future.
Atkinson says when a cohort of older students meets this spring, they'll receive some of the same training, but they'll also focus on problem solving.
I think we're going to push the interactive and the initiative even more with the older group. We might incorporate problems to solve, like if an artist doesn't want to promote this album or if the artist doesn't like this brand.
The second series of B-Side sessions is scheduled to start in April. Precious Fondren, WNYC News.